The Aspen Valley Land Trust, Pitkin County, and the U.S. Forest Service are working on a land swap. Pitkin County Open Space Director Dale Will.
This is really the culmination of effort that began in the early 1980s to preserve the Upper Castle Creek Valley.
In the 80s, the National Forest Service bought most of the Creek Valley land from the Ryan family, except for a 35-acre plot.
The crown jewel of the whole setting is the big meadow between Toeclad and the Pine Creek Cookhouse was still in private ownership.
The Forest Service, like many bureaucracies, couldn't act quickly enough to buy the final piece of land. The service asked the county to buy the land to guarantee its preservation. The county then lent the $3.2 million to nonprofit preservation group Aspen Valley Land Trust in order to facilitate the deal. Now, 6 years later, the land exchange is before the U.S. Senate Subcommittee on Public Lands and Forests. The circuitous process has Land Trust Executive Director Martha Cochran sometimes discouraged.
It's been a frustrating process because it's taken so long to get the land swap completed. It wasn't something that Pitkin County or Aspen Valley Land Trust really initiated. The Forest Service came and asked for help in doing this.
The Forest Service will make its land part of the White River National Forest. Aspen Valley Land Trust will get land closer to town and gives up a couple mining claims in the Hunter Creek Valley. Pitkin County receives 5 acres near Independence Pass, owned by the Means family, and a chunk of land on the Crystal River. The Means parcel will eventually go on the market for residential development so the county can get money back from its original investment.
Benefits are in conserving land where it should be conserved, and then on the other hand, building homes where homes should be built. So it preserves basically about 75 acres, and then it will put development on a 4-acre parcel that has a house on it anyway.
The house on that land has been ostensibly the only source of contention. In the 1920s, the owner of the land sold it to both the U.S. Forest Service and to the Means family. The Forest Service thought it owned the property, while the Means family has a house there, apparently occupied today by a renter. But Means has agreed to sell the land to make the deal go through. All of this to ensure the land is used for what those in the deal say is its proper use.
In the core of this historic and open space area, we were all trying to preserve a property that had a lot of conservation values and was highly visible and was next to an historic area, and that I think would have been a disappointment to the public had it been developed.
Both of Colorado's U.S. senators are pushing for the deal. The plan needs congressional approval and the president's signature before it can go into effect. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Andrew Bissonne.